Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
It's day 75 of the program. Wow, rolling right along on our week 10. So this week we are following the revamp when it comes to the food plan that we introduced last week, week 9. We also introduced Back on Track this week. Next week, we're going to be switching it up again. One of my favorite tweaks, hands down. What a place to be in the program. And seasonally, such a good time of year to focus on fat loss when your body is naturally pulling you out of that winter hibernation mode, right? Starting to give you a little bit more energy. The days are a little bit longer. The sun is starting to shine. It's good vibes all around. Speaking of good vibes, great vibes in the group today. Some of you really starting to notice that all your efforts are paying off, It goes back to that James Clear, which that book, Atomic Habits. It's such a good book, by the way, if you haven't picked it up. I highly suggest you do. He talked about that threshold, and I shared an example where he talks about an ice cube. You put an ice cube in a room and you're trying to melt the ice cube and you turn up the temperature bit by bit by bit by bit. It seems like nothing is happening and nothing is happening and nothing is happening until you hit that certain threshold and the ice cube starts to melt. It's kind of the same with this, right? Great conversation with Dr. Alinka where we talked about so many things are happening that you are not even aware of internally in the body when you are doing a program like this, constantly, you know, giving your body what it needs, the resources it needs to make change. You are mindful to maximize things like your stress and your sleep and moving your body. And all of these things are making a difference. And sometimes we can't see that because we're just so hyper-focused on what that scale is saying. You're like, the scale is the be-all, end-all. And again, this is why it's a tool. It's not a measure of success. But I mean, at this point, you are starting to notice that the scale is moving. Other people are starting to notice that the scale is moving. We had that post the other day on people's reactions to your weight loss. Listen, there's a lot going on in the diet industry. You might have heard this week, and people are talking about diets. I mean, it's not like they stopped talking about diets, but it's a hot topic these days. And, you know, it kind of feels like it's the Wild West, and people can say whatever the frig they want about diets, about losing weight, gaining weight, you know. And when you've gone and lost weight, people will automatically assume that you've done it in an unhealthy way. They will assume that you've lost weight through starving and depriving yourself and doing one of those crappy, shitty diets as your method to weight loss. And we all know diets don't work. I mean, they work. You'll lose the weight. They're not sustainable. So when people say diets don't work, that's what they mean by that. And of course, that's what makes the living method different. It's not a magic pill. Definitely the way you're losing weight physically is going to make a difference. Allowing your body to adjust to new set points, following through on the maintenance part of everything is going to make a huge difference. We hear this all the time in the maintenance group. Gone away on vacation, came back, you know, weight was only up a pound, came right back down. We've had people who've been maintaining their weight for years in the maintenance group. It's something we are actively talking about. But when it comes to dieting, people don't know about the living method. I mean, we're working on getting the word out there. And thanks to everybody who is sharing and spreading the word out there. But people don't know about the living method. They don't know that there's a healthy, sustainable way to lose your weight. So they can only assume that you've lost your weight in the most unhealthiest of ways. For everybody trying to lose weight out there, and it's like a $1 billion industry, and it just makes more and more and more and more money. It's not like the diet industry is suffering. It's just no one was really talking about diets there for a while. And now people are starting to talk about it again. And of course, now if you have gone and lost weight, you are now part of that conversation. So a couple of things, you know, people say the weirdest stuff. I mean, just in general, people can say the weirdest shit. But when it comes to dieting, you'll get a lot of, oh my gosh, don't lose any more weight. You look fine the way that you are. When you know that you could clearly lose more weight. Sometimes that's just people who are thinking that you're starving and depriving and want you to know they love you the way that you are. You don't need to lose any more weight. You are great. You are perfect the way you are. And that's great. But that doesn't mean because someone sees you as being perfect that, and you maybe you even see yourself as being perfect, that you don't want to make change, right? Sometimes people will be like, you know, don't lose any more weight because they're trying to lose weight and it's hard for them to see you losing weight. And sometimes people don't say anything because maybe they've seen you lose weight before. Sometimes I heard this, you know, I don't want to jinx you, jinx us, you know, maybe they're nervous about what to say also because of the conversation in the diet industry where we're taught now don't say anything about someone's weight. So there's a variety of different things going on. So try not to take it personally if someone is, you know, responding or not responding in the way that you would like them to respond. I think also this is the point where, you know, so many people talk about the Livy method and they talk about how they're just telling everybody. I love that. It's a healthy, sustainable way for people to lose weight. Like there's no downside to eating nutrient-rich foods and prioritizing yourself and being in tune to your body's needs and, you know, just mentally, physically and managing your stress and trying to get better sleep and moving your body. We really are trying to be as healthy as possible. And there's no downside of that. So the Livy Method is a program that you can share with people and be like, hey, you want to check it out, you know, here's some information. It is the time in the program where we do start talking about our next group. It's selling out real quick, you guys. That I think it's just because I say this every year since the pandemic. It's kind of like it kept waiting for people to the pandemic to be over. A lot of people really struggled during the pandemic, not just physically, not just mentally, financially as well. And I think people are really kind of ready to move on. I know it is still very alive and well out there, but I think people are in a place where they are ready to focus on themselves again, ready to make change, ready to move forward. And it is showing in our sales for our spring summer group. Every group, thousands of people miss out. So I'm reminding you right now, because people will wait right to the very end, get yourself signed up, get yourself ready to go. If you don't know anyone who is interested in doing the program and you're unsure how to explain it, we do have a website where it's very transparent. You don't have to scroll through a whole bunch of stuff and give us, you know, your firstborn child to find out how much it costs or any information. It's very transparent, very transparent. You can find out everything that you need, FAQs, all of that over on the website. Do you recommend signing up for maintenance as well as the next program at the same time? So I used to not. I was so, well, first of all, I was so against even having a maintenance group. I was like, you don't need a maintenance group because I'm telling you at the end of this program, it's in the book, it's in the app. I give you the information. You've done so much work. I'm going to tell you what you need to do to be able to maintain and sustain your weight. But I am the first one to say I was really wrong. I have come to have some mad respect for our maintenance group and the conversations because just because you've lost your weight in a healthy way doesn't mean that that's where the work ends because you can lose your weight, you can reach your goal like in terms of the number on the scale and be done with losing weight, but it doesn't mean that you are done working through your issues and associations and habits and beliefs and your coping mechanisms. And it doesn't mean that you trust what you've done either. And so even after you've lost your weight, it's like the whole year goes by. There's a lot of triggers in our daily life. There's all the holidays that we have, birthdays, Memorial Days. There's a lot of like trigger points throughout the year. And if binging and food was your way of coping, right? As you kind of go through the year, you're encountering all of these seasons. It's like with my ex passing, and I'm sure many of you who've lost a loved one, you know, sure, it's really, you know, they pass, but then you spend the whole next year kind of like every holiday or significant day or whatever brings up all those feels. And, you know, then your coping mechanisms and how you deal with those feels. And it's kind of the same, but different when it comes to losing weight. Is that you're putting your past behind you. You've accomplished this big thing. But then, like, you will be challenged and you will be tested. And so this is why I love Back on Track. Because even if you do go indulge and do a number on yourself, whatever, you have the technique of Back on Track to help your body recover from any indulgences. Like, you don't gain 10, 20 pounds back without noticing. And the thing is, you will notice now because you are so self-aware. But that self-awareness takes time, right? That self-awareness takes time. I'm actually working on a new maintenance program. So right now, how people are solidifying their weight, because there's four stages to the Livy Method. Lose your weight, solidify your weight, maintain your weight, go live your life the Livy way. I've totally adopted that, by the way. So you want to lose your weight, reach your goal. Great. That's what you're here to do. And then you want to put time into solidifying your weight. Now we have people who are redoing the program to solidify their weight, because it's a great way to do that, because even though you've gone through the motions physically, you're still, it's all those same tweaks bring up all those emotions mentally, right? So right now we have people solidifying their weight by doing another doing another round of the program. We also have people solidifying their weight by personalizing the plan, which we're going to introduce next week as well. But I'm actually working on a maintenance program where you will lose your weight in the weight loss group, and then you will go through a maintenance program in which will have its own app and all of that. Just not there yet. But the group is the next best thing. So it's pay one price to get into the maintenance group. There's no subscription service. You don't pay us forever. You get into the group and then you can ask as many questions. All the maintenance information is there in a maintenance guide, and you can ask all the questions that you need, and you participate in all the conversations that we're having. Now, back to your question. If you are not done losing weight, should you join the maintenance group? Now, I used to say the maintenance group is for people who have lost their weight, and it is. Like, it's, if you still have like 5-10 pounds left, I would do another round of the program rather than go into the maintenance, because people are like, oh, I'm almost there, I'm just going to go into maintenance. I would follow through and finish on your weight loss journey, do another round of the program, because maintenance really is for people who are done losing their weight. But then with that said, we have people who reach their goal, maintain their weight, and then they're like, you know what? I think I can go for another 10, 20 pounds. You know, I was happy where I was at. Now that my weight is settled, I'm going to go back for more. Right. And then we do have people who, you know, there's three reasons why people gain their weight back. One, they don't put time into solidifying their weight. That's why it's so important that you do that. And we're going to talk about that at the end of the program. Two is situational change. So this is like you lose your weight at home, and then, you know, you reach your goal, and then you go to work and your whole life changes. Your routine changes, your stress levels change. You go back to eating long periods of time without eating. Your stress levels are through the roof. You're not sleeping, and you're not helping your body cope and manage with that. So situational change. And situational change, there's a lot of different, you know, examples I could use for situational change. Whenever you're, you know, you were a mom raising your kids, they're going off to school. Now you're on your own. Next thing you know, you're eating your feelings. Like, there's a variety of different, losing a loved one. There's a lot of different examples of situational change, physical changes in your body, things that you're dealing with. And the other is just not being mindful, right? Like, you have to, when you're done losing weight, done solidifying your weight, putting time into maintenance, when you're ready to move on and live your life, you want to do that the Livy way. You want to follow the basic principles that you have learned here. Right? Not going long times, periods of time without eating. Make sure you're focusing on your water. Make sure you are managing your stress and trying to get the best sleep possible and moving your body. Just the super basics. You know, same thing with your food choices. Protein at breakfast is a benefit for so many reasons. Always will be. Doesn't mean that you can't have some pancakes every now and then, or a bagel or whatever, right? It's always a great idea moving forward when you're comparing things like your fruits with a protein and fat. It's always a great idea to have those heavier carbs at lunchtime. It's always a great idea to add leafy greens and healthy fats to your meals. So you're taking the basic principles moving forward in life. Now, not that that's exhaustive or anything like that. I don't think about food. I wake up, I look good, feel good. Hopefully I feel good. These days, not so much. My back is still killing me. But, you know, I don't think about what I'm going to eat all day. I'm just like, oh, I'm feeling kind of hungry. You know, I go to my fridge. What am I hungry for? Do I want some fruit, veggies, protein? What is it? It just happens instantaneously. I know, okay, I want some fruit today. Of the fruit I have available, the bananas and the berries and that, you know, whatever, what's most appealing. Okay, banana's most appealing today. I'm going to have a banana. I eat the banana. I'm not thinking about the four questions because I've asked them so many times that it's just second nature to me. So I know I know picking up that banana, if it's going to be too much, not enough, whatever, right? So it's not like there's a lot of work going into that. And again, now back to your question. So I used to be like, maintenance is for people who are ready to have the maintenance conversation. But I, over the last couple of years, have realized it's actually a benefit to be listening to the maintenance conversations while you are still looking to lose weight. I believe it is a benefit to know where you are going. It's kind of like you're in your car, you're on your road, you're driving to Disneyland, right? But once you get to everyone's so excited, we're going to Disney. But then once you get there, it's like, okay, what area of the park are we parking in? You know, where are the bathrooms? What area are we going to go see first? Like, it's a whole thing. It's exciting when you get there. Then when you get there, you're like, fuck, this place is huge. And where are we going to go? And do we have enough time for this and that? And where are we going to eat and all of that? So to me, being in the maintenance group or having access to it while you are trying to lose weight is like having the map to the park. It's like you're driving to Disneyland, but you have the map to the park and you can say, oh, this is where we're going to park over here. This is where we're going to go first. This is where we're going to, you know what I mean? That's what I think. Also, I'm a big believer in manifestation. I'm a big believer in manifesting. I believe that if you can see it and feel it and believe it, you've already done it. you've already done it. So I believe, like, you know, all the visions that you're having of how you want to feel and how you want to look and all those things are they're within your reach. That's why you are thinking them. That's why you are feeling them. You know that they are possible. And so I believe in manifestation. It's just like, I want to have the number one weight loss company in the world. I saw Weight Watchers CEO watching my stories last couple of days. If you guys have been following, right? I'm getting there. Now, it's a huge, massive accomplishment. Little old me over here, we are like a speck of sand in the diet industry right now. But I know without a shadow of a doubt that I'm going to have the number one weight loss company in the world. I just know it. I know it. I say that with 100% confidence. But that doesn't mean that I don't manifest it and visualize it. And, you know, and when I have things that pop up in my life, I act on it because I believe when I'm thinking about it and I have an idea for something, I follow through on it. So I love the idea of manifesting maintenance. I love the idea of locking it down. That's why I love the idea of like purchasing that next weight loss program and not waiting to the last minute. What are you waiting for? Like, if you know you're going to need to continue your weight loss journey, what are you waiting for? Like, you should really ask yourself that. What are you waiting for? Unless it's like finances, which I totally understand. You got to wait till you get paid or whatever. You know, and I can say this freely because our program is affordable and you do have the support and it's great. But I love kind of like locking it down, locking it down. This is my plan. I also love a good plan and I'm going to follow through on it. All right, let's get back to some of your questions. I got a couple of things going on. My iPad totally crashed this morning, so I got to go over to my other.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
I think that catching yourself after you gain 10 pounds is a way to go. Otherwise, your weight can just balloon up and get out of control. I have kept my weight in control 45 years, but this program is definitely the best out there. There are so many numerous non-scale victories. I love this. Okay, what I want you to do is get rid of that word control. You have been controlling and moderating for 45 years. You don't need to control yourself. You don't need to moderate yourself. And I know what you mean by this, but I am asking you to try to change the verbiage on this because it's so important. What you want to do is simply be in tune. That's it. I want to be in tune with my body. I want to know what I need. I want to trust when to eat, what to eat, and how much to eat. I want to trust my gut, right? Like I just need to live my life being in tune. Because what you resist persists, right? And when we try to control things, we're like holding on so tight. And a lot of times what comes with controlling is scolding, berating, shaming, you know, making ourselves, you know, when really it's so much easier than that. It's just about being in tune to your body's needs. You know when you are putting on weight because you know the choices that you're making. And if you feel like you're putting on weight and nothing has changed food-wise, then you know there's something else going on. And that's what this program is, just getting to know yourself so well that you know what's up. No one has to tell you. It's like, no one has to tell me, man. No one has to tell me. I've got my back. I threw my back out again. Fucking again. And you know, I go see Dr. Tam and he's lovely. I've seen him every day this week. I've seen him so much. I'm so tired of Dr. Tam as much as I love him. But you know what I don't do is I'm not really prioritizing my exercises that I should be doing in between my back going out. I think, oh, I'm good. I feel good and whatever. So it's my own damn fault. It's my own damn fault. I can't blame it on this or that. I picked up this. I rolled over in bed. It's my own damn fault. I know why I'm in this situation today because I'm not really managing my stress the best I can. And although I was giving myself props for getting up and working out and all doing my stretches and all of that, I wasn't really getting into the exercises I needed to do, knowing that I have an issue with my back. Now, if you know your pain points or your weak spots or whatever that is, you know that when shit hits the fan, your go-to is the chips. When shit hits the fan, your go-to is this. So when the shit hits the fan, and you are recognizing what your go-to is, this is where you need to have a conversation with yourself and say, okay, Gina, how is this working for you? How has this worked for you in the past? Is this really the choice you want to make? Do you want to manage this stress or that things going on by choosing to eat this or do that that's going to, you know, is going to make you feel like shit? Then you know you're going to get on yourself, right? It's also like wine. Same thing, right? Like when the shit hits the fan, I want to drink a whole bottle of wine. And in the moment, I feel, oh, thank God. Oh my God, I love my wine. I can't believe my life. Oh my God, drinking the wine. And then the next day comes and I feel like garbage. 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 How many times do I have to do that before I say to myself, this isn't working for you? And that's why I have not had a glass of wine since November. Now, it took me a while. I'm no martyr here. It took me a long time to get there. It's taken me most of my life probably to realize that that is not good for me. And it's when everything else aligned, my stress, my hormones, my digestive health, my sleep, all of it was, it really took me pretty much falling apart to get to the place where I'm like, okay, girl, you love wine. That's wonderful for you. Wine does not love you. And, you know, you keep trying to do all these things to feel better. And then you have this wine and you just set yourself back. And so does that mean that it's easy for me to not have the wine still? No, I still want it. But now I've come to the point where I recognize that no longer works for me. As much as I would like it to, it no longer works for me. So weight loss is kind of the same in how we cope with our foods, right? And how once you're done losing your weight and you're encountering these situations where you are putting yourself in situations where that weight could come back on again, this is where you have to, and it's not berating yourself. A lot of times people are like, oh, I gotta control this and I gotta moderate that. It's not, it's like, okay, what's going on with me right now? My choices are not aligning with my goals. My choices are not making me feel good. I'm not really helping myself right now. What is happening? Why am I doing this? What do I need to do to get myself back on track? And again, back on track isn't a set of rules. Back on track is helping you get back to feeling your best, you know? So yeah, so many, definitely focusing on those non-scale victories, but you are learning so much. You are seriously learning so much about yourself and about what you need with this program. And you are rewiring not just how your body has come to function physically, hence all those amazing physical non-scale victories, but also how your brain has become wired, right? Like your thoughts are out of habits a lot of times and triggers, and you really are making a difference in how your brain is wired. Saw an interesting post yesterday that resonated with me. Where is that? It basically said, doesn't it seem so strange that our society eats so much junk food and that eating real food is considered dieting? It really is interesting. Yeah. So, you know, that's a rabbit hole that the diet industry could go down, is what they've done to our foods. Like they actually, these food companies sit around and try to make our foods more addictive to us, where we can't just eat one chip. We have to eat the whole bag. There's a lot of science behind that. That's not woo-hoo-y and fear-mongering. There's actually science behind that. And then there's advertising, right? Then there's advertising. And then there's so much to this. And yes, it's like you eat a salad every day or you add leafy greens to your lunch and you bring that to work and people are like, oh, you want a diet? You order a salad at a restaurant and someone's like, oh, you want a diet? You know? And you continually choose to have leafy greens with your meals because they're just so beneficial and healthy for you for so many reasons. All of a sudden, now you're on a diet. If you choose not to eat a snack at night, you're like, no, thanks. I'm good. What are you on a diet? If Sally brings in, I got to switch the name. I got to try to pick a different name each group. I try not to pick on the Karens because they've had a rough go. So I try to pick Sally, but no disrespect to any of the Sallys in the group. I love Sally. But if someone brings donuts into your office and you don't take one, well, you're no fun. You're no fun, right? Why am I not fun? Because I don't want to eat your fucking donut. How is that not fun, right? The go get the ice cream, right? Like, how many of you, have you ever gone taken your kids for ice cream and not have ice cream? I do that all the time. I mean, normally I take a lick or two or a spoonful of theirs, but I don't really want the ice cream. And this is where you should normalize, because everyone's like, oh, you tell your kids, oh, would you jump off the bridge if Johnny does? But when it comes to food, we do it all the time, right? Like, could you imagine? Like, you have to teach your kids, like, we as parents, I've heard this a lot of times, oh, well, I eat the ice cream because I don't want to be weird about it around my kid. Well, did you want the ice cream? No, I didn't really want the ice cream. So you ate the ice cream because you didn't want to be weird around your kid. But the reality is you never really wanted your ice cream, and you don't think it's weird that you forced yourself to eat something that you didn't want just so it wasn't weird. So you see, so it's a lot, right? And this is the thing too, is like, you can't even embrace a healthy lifestyle without people chiming in and saying something about it. Like, let's say that you didn't need to lose weight. And like me, for example, my stomach is a mess. You know, I'm feeling my hormones. Stress has really gotten to me. You know, I'm trying to eat healthy, right? Does that mean like all of a sudden I'm on a diet? Or is it just enough for me to want to be healthy? Oh, what, are you on a diet? No, I'm just trying to stay alive as long as possible. So it is really weird. It's sort of like the way, and this is, again, it's so deep the way everything is tied into diets and the history of dieting, that now just eating healthy means that you're on a diet. And this is what I mean. This is really cool about the whole Libby way. This is what I meant by not doing weird shit after you lose your weight. No counting, no weighing, no measuring, not trying to put your body in ketosis, not eliminating whole food groups. But that doesn't mean finally and forever is wake up, look good, feel good, and don't give a fuck and do whatever you want. And that's why you are bringing forward those basic principles. You are learning that when you manage your sleep, man, you feel so much better. It affects everything. Right? When you drink enough water, you feel so much better. When you manage your stress, you feel so much better. When you eat healthy, you feel so much better, right? So it's like you're bringing those principles, things that you're learning. But the thing is, we are trying to fit dieting, we are trying to fit healthy eating, we are trying to fit healthy lifestyles into our lives, rather than prioritizing healthy eating. Right? Prioritizing moving our body, prioritizing our stress, prioritizing get better sleep. We're trying to fit all these things in rather than making it part of our lives. And then when we make it part of our lives, all of a sudden it's this diet or lifestyle. That's why I've sort of been, I don't mind that people call the Libby method a diet. You can call it a diet. It's things you're doing to specifically focus on fat loss right now. You know, what I don't want people doing is just robotically so terrified of being in tune and you know, having this and having that, that they're forcing the basic food plan for the rest of their lives. You know, that's, I don't want you doing that either, which is why next week is such a cool week. Next week is such a cool week. Okay, let me see if I can get into more of these. I know, I gotta go. Tony's telling me I gotta go. Scroll down. Oops, where is this? Okay. All my questions are all messed up because of what I got going on here. Hi, Pamela Woods. I'm going out for an early birthday dinner tomorrow. My daughter won't tell me where, but she said she made sure there was a selection of food I could have and not just a place with pasta. We had a work event with only bread and pasta recently. So grateful she supports me and understands my healthier lifestyle. I feel this because I am not a fan really of pasta, except, you know, unless it's from my favorite place. And when they don't have alternatives, like you know, sometimes though you can find a really good Italian restaurant that has really good fish. There's some, I mean, obviously Italian restaurants have more than just pasta and bread. There's some good ones out there. You can always find something on the menu. I say I don't eat bread, pasta, sugar, rice, potatoes, and refined food. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. You don't need any of those foods, you know? You don't need any of those foods. And just because you know, aren't into those types of foods doesn't mean that you're on some crazy diet. So funny, right? If you're in a diet, you are mocked. But if you are not on a diet, you should be. It's craziness. I feel the tides turning though. And that's what this, you know, like I said, no matter how you feel about Oprah. And so that, I think you can probably find that segment on YouTube, or I'm not sure what station that I watched it on. No matter how you feel about her, because you're entitled to your feelings about her, she has a platform that has brought this conversation to the masses. We are talking about diets differently, to the point, again, that the CEO of Weight Watchers, now it could have just all been theatrical. It probably was, because they need to take ownership, because people don't trust in dieting anymore. But the conversation is changing. Now, and I can say this because the stuff, so many of you are coming at me and saying like, oh, Weight Watchers stealing your stuff, you know, even Noom stealing your stuff. They're saying what you're saying, all of that. I think they are, actually. Believe it or not, I think that they are. But more than that, the science is finally catching up to where I'm at. I have been saying this stuff for 30 something years. None of this is new to me. If you go back, if you could, because when I did this, the internet was just starting, you know, and we're not recording. There was no videos that we were recording, doing videos. It barely took photos because we were still with like click and shoot cameras. I have been saying the same stuff for 30 years. Right. And so that hasn't changed. But what's happening now is the diet industry is finally catching up. Like, I'm amazing that I've gone and found the answer to healthy, sustainable weight loss. That's crazy. Sometimes I'm like, did I really do this? The internet tells me that I have. And not that people haven't got bits and pieces of it, you know, but they're not pulling it all together in a way that the majority of people can follow. And they're coming around. They're coming around. And it's, you know what? It's nice to see. I don't look at it. I'm not worried, you know, that anyone's stealing my stuff. Here's the thing. There are so many people that need help that it's nice to see that other diets, even if they're stealing my shit, are starting to talk about it in the right way. You know, that's, I think there's more. I'm a believer that there is more than enough in this world for everybody. And it's nice to see. Because, man, the way we're headed, obesity rates just climb and climb and climb and climb and climb. And my goal is to actually make a difference so that obesity rates start to actually decline. And I think it all is all a hot mess with our food system and just all of it. It's craziness. But you know what? When you are in here and you are learning and you know what's up, and you're like, so at the end of the program, it's really cool because you're going to be like, oh man, this just makes sense. What the heck? It's hard when this is your first program and you're in it and you don't know what's coming and you're kind of not really, you have to connect the dots as you go. When you're done, you'll be able to look back and be like, oh man, that makes sense. And then you're going to look at all the other diets out there and you're going to be like, wow, the diet industry is really fucked up. What's going on here? But when you do this and then you tell your friend and your friend tells their friend, or you know, someone in your family starts doing the program, and then collectively as a family, and I hear this all the time, collectively as a family, you are changing your history. You're changing. It has a massive ripple effect or triple trickle effect where it's spreading. It's, you know, it really is spreading and it's really making a difference. And you can like break generational issues by this. You know, when you are all of a sudden going from not starving and depriving and your children are seeing you eat nutrient-rich foods and you're having conversations with them and the diet dialogue is changing, you are also teaching your children that they don't have to have the ice cream if they don't want it, right? They will understand why leafy greens, as much as you might not like them, they're a healthy part of your diet. You know, like vegetables, a lot of times it's just the lack of education of, you know, and it's what's presented in front of them. We assume that our kids just want Kraft dinner and hot dogs and, you know, nuggets. And don't get me wrong, my kids ate their share of that. But also when they see you eating at leafy greens, when they see you eating healthy, they all of a sudden want to try that. We hear all the time, oh, my kids keep eating my veg snacks. My kids, I don't tell them what to do, but if I leave vegetables, so we take our extra, make a fruit snack in the morning and there's leftovers, we put on a plate. When we have our veg snack and there's leftovers and cheese, we put on the plate, and nuts and seeds we keep on our counter upstairs, our kitchen table, and we just leave it out there and we don't say anything. And our teens come home from school and they'll pick and they'll eat. They probably don't even notice that they're doing it, right? You leave it out. A lot of times they just don't want to be told what to do. Anyway, that's a whole other conversation for a whole other day. Cause this morning I was waking up, I was thinking about Weight Watchers. Remember when they came out with that kids program? And I was like, yeah. Anyway, I got to go. I'm going downtown today to meet my team. So every once in a while we get to meet in person and hang out, some of us who live locally. So I'm excited. I get to hang out with some of my team because we only see them a couple times a year. So I'm going to head down there. Of course, we're going to brainstorm about how we can support you better and serve you better and make weight loss easier and more sustainable and all those things. So I'm looking forward to that. Thanks everyone for showing up with me over the last 10 weeks, 11 if you count prep, showing up and hanging out with me this week. Now, remember, if I didn't get to your question, and I'm sure I haven't, I have been a little bit little bit loopy. I've been on a lot of drugs this week with my back. So thank you for bearing with me as well. It's getting better. But thanks for showing up. If you do have any questions that I didn't have an opportunity to answer, I always say don't stop asking because it creates a whole vibe in behind the scenes. But pop them over on the question of the day page. The team will answer them for you over there. Also, I sent out my check-in this morning and I was a little bit late with my check-in this morning because I'm moving slow. But please do not stop asking questions. It is not too late to dig in. Ask the questions that you need. I guarantee you that if you ask a question and you think it's a silly question or you should know it by now, we're not going to say to you, how come you don't know this? Or we covered that way back when. I mean, we might send you a post for more information, but we don't care where you are at. We're just happy that you're here. We're happy that you're asking questions and you are engaging. So please ask as many questions as you need. Make a list. If you got 100 questions you want to ask by the time we're done this program in the next couple of weeks, ask away. Ask away. All right, everyone, have an amazing day. And don't forget to get your ass signed up for the spring summer program so you don't miss out. Have an amazing day, everyone. And I'll see you. I won't see you till Monday, but I'll be checking in on the group. Anyway, lots to get caught up on. Bye.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.